you very much. You Americanized the Chinese way you introduced me. Well, some Americanized Chinese food tastes good. Today I'm going to present a genetic map of Bermuda grass. Actually, this project belongs to my graduate student, Yuan Wenguo. She graduated last year, so I have opportunity today to present this work. Bermuda grass is a complex of species with common Bermuda grass, Sanadon dactylon, and Sanadon transvolensis used for the turf. Also, in my program, I developed the forage varieties using Sanadon dactylon, also Sanadon unlemphensis. So this is complex, but important for the economy, important for the environment, but we have limited molecular tools. Okay, so the working objective of this study is to construct genetic map for common Bermuda grass, because in this germplasm, common Bermuda grass provides basic genes or germplasm for variety breeding or development. We are lucky to select one genotype, A12359. This is a tetraploid plant, is can do selfing. So we produce self-population with 130 progeny, make this population for mapping. Also, before this project, we developed molecular markers, SSS markers for that, to develop this map. SSS markers is now is common because this is a codominant marker. It's very useful for the outcrossing species. We isolate DNAs or do a lot of PCRs. We developed more than 1,000 markers. From these 1,000 markers, we selected polymorphic 260 and then amplified and separate DNA fragments, or we call the alleles, in the LICO machine. This is the images you can see. It's one gel on both sides. We put the parent there, so you can see the self-progeny segregating in the middle. That's one gel, 64 samples, and 62 progenies and two parent samples there. Okay, what we learned from this study, common Bermuda grass is, we developed this map, is 16 linkage groups with 252 SSR loci. Total length of this map is 1,095 centromorgan. It's interesting, we learned, is these two subgenomes, because this plant, parent plant is tetraploid, we learn these two subgenomes quite divergent because only four SSR markers produce loci in two subgenomes. Okay, this initial map and this provide basic molecular tools for QTL mapping, also for the whole genome sequencing. Now I collaborate with Chinese scientists. They provide money to do the reference genomes. So we use this as a base. Also, now we can sample very well the molecular markers in the whole genome of this Bermuda grass. So we can do the better clonal variety identification, also study the seeded varieties. Just recently, we added SNP markers, we use genotyping by sequencing, produce 27 more markers, going to add to this map. With that, I'm going to make acknowledgments to my staff people, Tim Samuels, Tilling Fund, Pufin, also funding agencies, USDA, Special Crop Research Initiative, U.S. Golf Association, China Natural Science Foundation, Oklahoma State Agriculture Administration, and China Scholarship Council, because this scholarship council provided a stipend for that graduate student for 4 years. With that,
time for questions.
Yes.
Yep. Thank you. One question.
How long did it take to develop 130
cells? Well, actually, we developed 270. We are just randomly selected 130. That's probably one day's work.
Okay. Thank you.